Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good morning, everybody. What a weekend it was. There is, so I live in the Midwest, and I don't know if all of the Midwest experienced this, but it has been snowing. Yeah, April 15th, happy snow day. Very, very interesting. I think we have more snow now than we did throughout any part of winter, and I think it's been snowing longer now than it has been at any point during the winter. I'm so sad about this because I'm such a summer girl and I love warm weather and the sun, and I don't like being cold at all. But, you know, it's just a part of nature. I guess it just is what it is. So welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being a part of this little show that I like to call Messages from Above. Today, I'm going to do the exact same thing I did last week, which was so exciting. When people were calling in asking for questions, I was healing, or, you know, not me, the angels. I was clearing whatever was blocking them from what they were wanting. So I'm going to do that again today. So if you're calling in and you have a question, and I can tell the phone lines are full already, the switchboard is done right now. That doesn't mean there won't be an opportunity for people to call in later. But if you're calling in and you're asking a question, I'm going to just start clearing anything blocking you from reaching that goal. So let's get started with that. The first caller today is 443. Hello, 443. How are you today?
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm good. Can you tell me your name and where you're calling from?
That's Kathy from Maryland.
Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
Excellent.
My question is about retirement, why I can't make the move.
Oh, yeah, there's, you know what, Kathy, there's a tremendous amount of fear with that, like a big brick wall. As soon as you said retirement, I saw this big brick wall and this, like almost slamming into it. And then I heard the word fear. So I'm going to ask you a few quick little questions, but so emotionally, physically, all of that on one level, very logically, you say, okay, it would be okay, I would be good. Is that accurate? But then on the other hand, you start to think of all the what-ifs, correct?
Yeah, leaving my home in Maryland and moving to Florida. Will I have money?
Exactly. What if, what if, what if? Now I'm going to tell you, moving to Florida, a little bit of one of my dreams. So I'm going to be all in with you on that. Now, here's an interesting thing. we always think we're always going to be doing it on our own, right? But what if you met somebody and you weren't doing it on your own anymore? So right now, I'm going to, because you're so ready to be done with what you've been doing, and you're so ready to kind of hang up that coat, if you will, and move on. So if it's okay with you, I'm going to start clearing you, and I'd like to use, I want to use one of two statements. I want to either use the statement, there's something blocking you or stopping you from retirement, or you're ready to retire, and I get a no on that right away. Either way, we're going to be clearing the same thing, but what feels best to you?
There's blocks.
Okay, so when I say there's something blocking or stopping you from retiring, instantly I get a yes, and the top of my head gets dizzy. So we're going to start clearing that. So we're starting to clear that, and I want you to tell me if you notice any feelings that you feel. I feel something being pulled from the top of my head now, and my vision is getting clearer. I don't feel as dizzy, if you will. It's not really dizzy, but like confused is another good word for it. So as we discuss, I feel like in about 3 months, within that 3 month mark, you're going to make that choice. And then within 6 months, you're going to start packing it in, which means anytime between the 3 and 6 month mark, if you do so choose, you can be, you may be ready to say, okay, that's it, I'm done with this. And then by that 6 month mark, again, it is a choice. I'm not the boss of you. I'm not dictating your life. But I feel like if all goes well, by 6 months, you'll be moving and relocating to an area that is much more favorable for you. Now, I'm going to tell you, are you single right now? Because I feel like you are.
No, I'm not.
Really? Okay, is your gentleman, is the person you're with, is he, because I'm seeing a man and I thought he was somebody coming in, not somebody already with you. Is he a little bit stockier? The gentleman that you're with, that your partner, is this person a little stockier?
Actually, it's my husband, but I mean, he's not really. He's put on some weight, but he's not stocky.
Like, does he have, I want to describe this correctly. Is he's not a skinny mini, right?
You know how men get, they get a pop, a little bit of a pop from drinking,
okay.
A little stomach.
Okay, maybe this gentleman's actually on the other side for you. Maybe this is somebody coming in from the other side. There's a gentleman, he is stockier. His skin was very, not pale, but fair, very white. And he's definitely a more of a solid man. Now, this could be a father or a grandfather. Is this familiar? Is this gentleman familiar at all to you? Because he's sitting right next to me on my right side. And
I think it's my father.
Not,
it sounds like my father. Yeah.
He looks, okay, so do you know who he looks a little like? Not a lot, just that he resembles Ed Asner. That's what he's telling me.
Oh, well, then I don't think that's him. I don't know who that
is. I don't know who this gentleman is. Now, to me, he doesn't resemble Ed Asner, because I know what Ed Asner looks like, which is saying a lot about my age. But this gentleman this gentleman is a little stockier. He's solid. He has a solid build, and he's fair, and I'm hearing he's definitely connected to you in some way. But here's the biggest statement that I have regarding this. I guess it's, we don't need to pinpoint who he is at this very moment, but what I would like to say is the statement that this gentleman is making is let go, let go, let go. Don't let the past. Okay. I know, you know what? I said in the beginning, the weather here is like a winter blizzard. A lot of things have shut down in our area because of all of the snow. And I think my line was actually disconnected, which was pretty interesting. And I had to call back in. So I'm sorry, Ming. I'm so sorry for that.
The last thing I heard was let go.
Yeah, okay. So, yes, he's saying let go, let go, let go. Your past does not dictate your future. What if everything's going to be okay and it will be okay? We're watching out for you. Don't worry so much. Now, one of the things I'm getting is that also you don't know what you're going to do with yourself once you're not working, because working is kind of an escape for you in some ways also. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I have a couple hobbies, but I don't know exactly what I'm going to do.
Right, and you don't want to be, and I understand this so completely, you don't want to be retired. You don't want to necessarily keep working, but you don't want the, I don't know if it's a stigma of being retired. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You don't want to be like, oh, I'm so old now, I'm retired. What do I do with myself? You don't want that. And the one thing is, one of your hobbies painting, and I hope it is.
Actually, no, but I've heard that I should take that up.
I keep hearing painting, 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 Sting. So if you've heard that in the past and you're hearing it again, don't wait to hear it one more time. You know, pick up a brush. You don't have to go, all in on it. Just start it and see how it feels for you. See what you can do with it. There's a lot of vibrancy inside of you and a lot of, I think the word they're using is charismatic stuff that can come out of you. A lot of creative and charismatic stuff can come out of you, very vibrant charismatic stuff, especially if you're putting it on a canvas. So I really, really, really want you to look into that. And don't worry, once you retire, after the relocation, you are going to have more to do than you do now.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
And I want you to know that Florida is such an amazing, beautiful place to be. And yes, exactly. And I do. I think I have just as many clients in Florida as I do in the Midwest. So it's very interesting. And I love it. I love it. So absolutely. But yeah, please don't hesitate to take that next step. And I love this statement, and they use it often. If you weren't afraid, what would you do? And that is what we're supposed to do, because we're supposed to lead from a place.
Right.
Not stay due to a place of fear.
Mm-hmm.
So if you weren't afraid, what would you do? Where would you be? You would have already been there, right? It would be a done deal. There would be no question about this whatsoever. So please think about that. And over the next 3 months, you're going to really come to a really solid decision and feel really good about it. And don't forget, we're clearing anything blocking you or stopping you from retiring. And you'll be able to do this with an open heart and a clear mind and no fear moving forward. Okay.
Great. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and thank you for staying on the line when I was disconnected. I'm so grateful I was able to finish giving you your message there. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so, so very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're now listening to Messages from Above with Tony G. Again, I want to apologize for that little disconnect in the service, whether it's due to the weather or communications. I guess it just doesn't matter. I'm just happy to be back online with you guys. So on this very, very snowy April day here, we're going to go to caller in area code 863, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Oh, goodness, I can't believe it's snowing still. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, where are you from? Where do you live?
Florida.
Florida? Oh, see, I love Florida. I want to be there right now. I'm looking out my window, and the guy across the street is shoveling for the third time this morning.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. Wow. It's just so snowy here. And, you know, we prep ourselves for this in the winter, but April?
Yeah, it's enough already. Yes.
So, what's your name, love?
This is Julia.
Hi, Julia. How can I help you today?
Well, it's funny because I'm actually thinking of moving out of state. I'm thinking maybe, I know, people are moving here, I'm moving away. I'm thinking Wilmington, North Carolina is a possibility. Charleston, South Carolina is a possibility. And if there's any place that Spirit, you know, thinks is the best, the better choice.
Okay, North Carolina is very strong for you. I keep hearing Tennessee also. There are little pockets of Tennessee that would fit you very, very well. It's very laid back. It's, you want that southern feeling. And I'm feeling like, and I can't believe I'm hearing this, and if it's not this, it might be something like it or something close to it, but I'm actually hearing Chattanooga. So,
you know, that is
whatever.
One of the places, too. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, good.
That was,
so they are confirming. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, love. Go ahead.
No, that's great. I mean, I'm glad that you picked up on that because that is, you know, like a third place that I had in mind. So, yeah.
They are definitely confirming that, and they are letting you know you are right online with that. You want someplace a little laid back, southern, you want something a little bit less than where you are right now. And they're saying like this, Chattanooga, an amazing place. You would be very, very happy there. Don't be overwhelmed by all the steps you would need to take to make that move. Just take them one at a time. You know, break them down into baby steps and allow yourself to get there one step at a time. Don't take it on as one huge venture because that will kind of do you in. They're saying it would be overwhelming if you try to take it on as one huge venture. The other thing they're saying is by September of this year, it is a possibility that you could be completely relocated by September if you do so choose. Now, you have to take the steps. You have to make those moves. You have to start putting yourself in that position and looking at everything and appropriately placing yourself. But if you do so, by September, you could be completely relocated and you would be really, really happy, very happy with all of that. Now, I'm going to ask if there's something stopping or blocking you, and I'm getting a yes, so we're gonna start clearing whatever's blocking you from relocating now. So we're clearing this now. If you feel anything, if you have any, back and forth motion or any feelings in your body or your head, you can just let me know. But I'm being pulled forward, so I know it's clearing out. And I feel, and again, this is something in the head. It's clearing from the head area in me, which tells me this is like that thought process that we all have. That should I not? What if? Will it be better? Will it be worse? So do you feel anything going on with you right now physically? Do you feel any pulling or anything?
Well, for me, it's my head is so congested all the time, and I feel like that's kind of like symbolic for, you know, challenging to make this decision is I'm not clear, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that makes sense that your head would be where you're feeling it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Exactly. And I'm gonna start to clear that head congestion too, because that's something that really keeps us in a fog, and it really puts that pressure. When we have that pressure in our head, it really makes it seem like we can't do anything, right? So let's just start clearing that away and see what we can do. Now, I do want to say, you know, Chattanooga would be a great first choice. It's good. North Carolina would be a really good second choice, okay? Now, as far as South Carolina goes, that would be a great choice also. You can't go wrong with any of these places, but they are saying Chattanooga is your best choice, and that you're going to meet many like-minded people once you're there. Now, it might be difficult at first to, I don't want to say get in, but to warm up to people. Not too difficult, but, you know, it might just take a second to do that. But once you do, you're lifelong friends. And it's going to be very empowering for you to be there in that space. It's just, they're saying it's just a really good fit. I hope that makes sense to you.
That's perfect. I love that you said it that way, because that's what I want. I want to fit in somewhere. I want to find my niche. So that's perfect that you phrased it a good fit.
And
so thank you for that.
Yeah, and that's them coming through stating it that way. And I want to tell you, when you said, I want to find my niche, as soon as you said that, I heard Chattanooga again. Okay? So please take that into account. You have the free will to choose any location. I feel like on a couple of different levels, as far as like a financial level and also just mm-hmm. a friendship level, Chattanooga is going to be the strongest pull for you, and you are going to feel that it's down home and at home is the way they're describing
it.
Oh,
I love that. Wow.
So, yeah. So,
I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. They're saying it's down home, at home feeling, and you are going to just embrace it and love it, and just you're going to fit right in. And that's really important, because, you know, just such a good feeling to feel that you're in the energy that you are. You know, you're running that frequency as everybody around you, right? So, yeah. That, and
perfect.
I did that. I totally did. Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like this is going to come in strong right around July. Right around July, you're going to be like, I have, in June, it's going to hit you a little bit, right? During June, you're going to be like, oh, what am I still doing here? By July, you're going to be like, I have had enough. And then that August time, September, I feel like you're going to be relocating, literally. So I want you to not wait until then. I want you to just really start looking at everything that you need to look at, so that by the time those time frames come, you feel very comfortable and not rushed, and not like you're making these decisions because you're frustrated and just want to get out. You're making a very planned, solid execution. You're executing this appropriately and getting out appropriate, you know, like with a plan, and not out of frustration, but out of this is what I'm going to do and this is how I'm going to do it. So please make sure that you are taking those steps now and looking, because I feel like you're going to find the perfect place to live, and you're going to find the perfect little neighborhood or community. They're using the word community comes to mind. You are going to find the absolute perfect community when you get down there, and it's just going to feel like home to you. It's going to be that Southern hospitality home once you get to know people.
That's exactly what I'm looking for. So thank you so much. That's like, oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that is what they are saying, and they really are wanting you to know that you are making the right choice, and don't hesitate. Just fly with it. Just fly with it. Spread your wings and fly, make yourself happy. You know, just go and do what makes you happy, and this will bring you a tremendous amount of joy. Okay, sweetie.
Wow, that makes me tingly all over. So thank you so much.
Oh,
I'm just wow.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
And I just have to say, those tingly, when you feel those tingly, that's your angels confirming that all of this information is true. That's how they give you
awesome.
A personal confirmation that this is accurate info. So thank you for telling me you had the tingly.
Thank
you. I just absolutely love that. Yes.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you so very much.
You are so welcome. You have an amazing rest of the day, and I hope to hear from you again right around when you have made all of your plans solid. Please give me a holler back so we can discuss it and see where you're going with everything, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, and you have an amazing rest of your day, too. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, love. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, you are listening to Messages from Above, and I do have to give you a few couple little messages really quick. The first message that I want to give you is that I am going to be, I have three TV shows now, and you can see any of the TV shows on WSCS, which is a television station, and it is, I think it's on demand. It's on Roku and on, I want to say AT&T, but I should know this stuff, and I'm really sorry I don't. But it's the three shows are Healing with Toni, where I do healings on air, which is my first three shows have been hypnosis, but my next show is going to be the clearing work, which I'm going to show demonstrations of the clearing on air. And then Create a Life You Love. And I, during Create a Life You Love, I talk to people who have created amazing lives and just worked within those parameters of everything it took to create those lives, of their passion and their purpose and what they have wanted in life. And then the third show is Psychic Medium Toni G, and I just bring people on air and I give them a reading, connect them with their loved ones. Now, all of these shows are available on my website, which is TONIG.info, TonyG.info, and they're also available on my Facebook page. So you can go to either place and watch any of the shows. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I'll be back next Monday at noon to answer your questions, give you healings, and connect you with your loved ones. Bye-bye.